drive you out into them, but I have a lot of respectful people come here to visit me as their friends. I don't want you to be in here like that. If you want to be a friend of mine, well, you gotta stay sober, I says. I don't care what you do after you leave, I says, but not at the time when you come visit me, I says. And this just happened that the Navajo police was at the Pueblo there. So I went after him. I told him, I don't want this guy no more in my house. They took him to jail.
He hasn't been back since either, I'll bet.
No, he didn't come back. He comes to the village, all right, but I don't know where he sleeps at night. Yeah. But he's never coming to my house no more.
Is he still drunk when he comes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Didn't help at all.
Yeah, he couldn't help. As long as he wasn't doing anything, so I don't think they bothered him much anymore.
Yeah,
I met him at the sea a lot of time, and he asked me, you gonna be my friend? He says, I told you already, I says, I'm your friend as long as you're sober, come to my house. Yeah. I don't do that to you, I says, I don't go out, go to your house and drink and raise cane there. That's the way I want to treat it.
Do you go over to Gallup much for their ceremonies?
Oh, the Gallup ceremony?
Yeah.
No, I don't go. That is, when I'm not invited with the dance group that goes there, that used to go there, they don't go there no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes they ask me to help them out, and when I got nothing to do, I go along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess that's a pretty wild time.
Oh yeah, we find a lot of them now. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Indians come even from out on the plains for that, don't they?
Oh yeah. And they used to go up to Flagstaff too.
Mm-hmm.
For the 4th, you know.
Yeah.
They don't go no more. Well, they don't give them no transportation, and it's hard to get the dance group, hard to find transportation, see, unless if they go on a train or something.
Mm-hmm.
Bus.
That gets pretty expensive, though.
Oh, yeah. Before they used to, it was commissioned that run those things, they used to get buses to haul them up there. I guess it's too much again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were over there?
I don't know what year I was there the last time.
Quite a while ago.
Oh yeah. And also Gallup too.
Mm-hmm.
Only for three falls, I guess I was at the Window Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had the time. I wasn't too busy, and then they asked me to, the dance group, my boss, he asked me to take his voice out there.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I joined in with him. Yeah.
Do you folks ever hear about the one in Sheridan, the All-Indian Days?
I get letters from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've never gone up though?
No, never.
That's pretty nice. I went up there once.
Yeah. If I had money enough of my own, I would like to, but then I can't do it on the Pueblo's money.
Well, maybe next summer, I'm not going to be in Alaska, we'll go up. Mm-hmm. How would that be?
It'd be all right, yeah.
You think Dora would like to go up there?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
That's a long trip.
Yeah.
It would take us almost a week. You have that much time.
Yeah.
We just might do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I get those notices from Sheridan, and also over here at Durango Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah. The
All Indian Boy Scout meeting.
Yeah.
The directors or head of the Boy Scouts, whatever they call it. And this year it's going to be way up in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got a letter. She's asking me how many are going up there.
There's going to be a big dance here next week, isn't there?
Here?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know. It's out at the fairgrounds. It's been in the paper that all the Indians are going to come and dance.
I don't know.
The 31st and the 1st. Something like that in the 2nd.
This month?
Yeah. The end of May and the 1st of June.
I heard something to that effect. I think it was supposed to be people from Indians from Oklahoma and some other tribes. I think that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I never paid too much attention to it. I didn't know where it was going to be, but then maybe that's all.
Yeah. Well, you might be interested to go out there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not far anyway.
Yeah, just at the fairgrounds.
Yeah. We always come to the fair anyway.
I saw in the paper, though, that I thought there was some New Mexico Indians going to be there, too.
Maybe, if they were invited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That guy, Valentino, I guess you heard of him. He's always singing for soloists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He always goes to places like that. You know. He's never said anything to me, although the only thing he said to me was that to be thinking about it, because he got an invitation to bring his dance group to Gallup again. And he said if I thought that I had time to go, he'd ask me to take the boys out there for him again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so playing the disc. Throwing that lettuce around. You ask the question.
Okay. Do you recall when you first got electricity? Do you remember when that was?
Somewhere, I guess, in the 50s, this is still 51.
Oh, was that late?
Before, yeah.
Well, what did you do before then?
Just a kerosene lamp.
Kerosene lamp. And then you didn't have anything, no television or anything like
no,
that?
No, nothing.
I thought it had probably been quite a bit earlier than that.
No.
Well, tell me, you recall World War I?
Yeah.
How did that affect the Pueblo?
Well, it didn't take hardly any. I don't think they took anybody from the village.
They didn't.
On draft, you see. But they were only, probably only 3 volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why did these people volunteer?
Well, just wanted to go away.
See what was going on.
Yeah, I know the last one that was still alive, he died about 1 week or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was in school with me and then he joined Red while he was still in school. So.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, the three of us used to be in the band. And this other one, he ran off to join, but the superintendent got there first before he got there.
And wouldn't let him join.
Yeah, so he didn't join them.
This is why you were in school?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the war started while I was still in school.
Mm-hmm.
So. That was the only way that this boy, this other one, got in, see. And he didn't go over, see.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed right on the border, 7th kilometer, running after it, Pancho Villa.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ah, tell me about that.
Well, I don't know too much, but that's the only thing he does. Tells, he says, once in a while they go over the border, give chase to him, but they never was able to catch him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what can you tell me about Pancho Villa?
Well, I don't know too much about it anyway. Just what he said, that's about all. He never got to know who he was chasing him.
He was with Pershing then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where was he stationed?
Oh, Fort Bliss.
Fort Bliss in El Paso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he ever get over to Fort Naco?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. He's never mentioned in any other place except for now.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that, where you said hello?
Fort Naco is west of Douglas, Arizona.
Oh.
And that's where they bombed Pershing. The Mexicans did, because they thought Pershing was Pancho Villa. And they dropped some bombs from those two-wing airplanes.
Yeah.
You know, they just held them up and dropped
them.
Oh,
yeah.
And so Fort Naco is the only place that's ever been aerially attacked in the United States. Been bombed.
Yes. No, he's never mentioned that. But I don't think he was there.
Mm-hmm.
Never got that far. Just, yeah.
Well, what did the Indians think of Pancho Villa?
Oh, they didn't talk too much about it.
They did. Well, when he went up, he raided Lordsburg, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he killed everybody in town and burned the town
down?
I don't
know. He's never gone too far to tell if there was any destruction anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But he had been interested. Yeah. So I don't know too much about what he did. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting point in history. I'd like to know more about it. He didn't tell you any stories at all?
No. He never did. Yeah.
Yeah. What about the other two fellows then?
Nothing.
They
never
went to Germany, did they?
To talk to him.
Did they go to Germany?
No.
They went down there?
The first World War, nobody went from here,
yeah,
to Germany. No, I mean, no overseas, not anywhere. Of course, I don't think anybody was taken on draft.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they had the draft then. It was all volunteer.
I guess, yeah. I know I wasn't, and I was called up for examination, that's about all.
Yeah. In the First World War?
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't have the draft.
Maybe.
They must have.
But I was still too young, they told me, so.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go nowhere. They didn't even examine me. I just got turned loose then.
That was our secretary.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get some information on this deal we were talking about the other day. About that legal advice.
Oh.
And, the guy that we should see is Professor Fred Hart.
Oh.
And they apparently are setting up something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And but he won't be back until the 2nd or 3rd of June. Mm-hmm. He's gone away someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And but she's going to call another fellow that apparently knows something about the situation and call us back.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently at the Albuquerque Bar Association,
oh,
you can get a half hour's free advice,
mm-hmm,
for $5 registration fee. So it's not, it's $5 for a half hour, and it'd probably be cheaper to go to another lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to call Bloomfield, see what he says. And if Hart gets back before I go to Alaska, I'll go see him, find out what he has to say. And it kind of looks to me like you're right. And that'd be a pretty good deal if you are. But I'm just wondering about the quality of the legal advice. I doubt seriously that it would be a lawyer, that they'd just give you advice.
Yeah.
Rather than depending.